This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Some monsoon mornings, the sun will rise above the mountains but linger lazily behind clouds, extending the cool mornings for another hour or so. And on those mornings, I too can linger, putting off my grassland trot for a little bit, having one more cup of coffee or putzing around a little longer in our garden. Soon, you know, I come to my senses and decide to run before that sun clears the clouds. And if I think it'll be a good shady run, I won't wear a shirt. Not a pretty sight, but it's unlikely I'd be seen by anything. Human and flora and fauna are very forgiving of the bare human anatomy. I've nothing to hide from my friends in the grassland. Oh, boy. If I think that summer sun is going to shine on my trot, then it's T-shirt time. I've been baked enough by desert summers to really enjoy that much anymore. Those cloudy extended mornings are a glorious time to be out on the grassland. The wait-a-minute bush is blooming right now. It's a mimosa, and if I were to go up a little higher in the hills, its cousin Mimosa dicycarpa, the velvet pod mimosa, is blooming as well. It's got hot pink flower spikes on these spindly, marvelous spiny, spindly shrubs. In the grassland, though, it's Mimosa biencifera, the wait-a-minute bush. It has a round ball cluster of pale white flowers, and though after sticking your nose in those flowers, you wouldn't say they were sweet, the thousands and thousands of mimosa flowers blooming, across that land, it gives a sweet essence to the air. And it's through that monsoon sticky sweetness that I trot under a cloudy sky. If I'm lucky, common nighthawks will still be out and diving toward the ground from high up. And as they pull out of that dive, you hear that great booming noise given off by the primary feathers of its wings vibrating. The feathers are vibrating. It's a mating thing, a thing, you know. I mean, to say it's a mating display, a courtship sort of thing, a courtship thing. But they do it even while the female sits on eggs, and she's not sitting on a nest. She just lays a couple eggs out on the ground. It's hardly a nest. But so the male flirts with the female using those vibrating primaries, and then while she's sitting on the eggs, he throws in a little encouragement with those vibrating primaries. Is that cool? What a guy. I always see quail on my trots, you know, and it seems like of late I'm seeing some new families. Oh, and I see two species by me, the gambles and the scaled. And lately out in the grassland, I've seen families coming together to create coveys. Yeah, it seems early, but groups of 30 quail tell the tale. That's a covey. And on shady mornings, turtles will still be out and about. And I'm reminded of a young man. I recently was in Bisbee and I bought some coffee from a young man in a store there. And he said, "Oh man, I'm new to here, but I hear it when it rains, the turtles come out." And they do. He was very excited, and I sure hope he gets to see some turtles as well. Some cloudy mornings, especially if it rained the day before, I run through these large groups of gnats, some sort of small fly, and they stick to my body. And soon I'm covered in small black flying bugs. Oh my goodness. We'll call them gnats, and in my gnat camouflage sometimes, I'll detour into the riparian corridor, right, of the Ojolote, and peer into trees, and I look for acorns. Right now I'm looking for emery oak acorns, and I'll spook barn owls out of trees. I'm having way too much fun, I think, as I stop and I check out a very large gopher snake. And if I have my wits about me, I'll check the clouds. Oh, that sun is going to be out soon. The nighthawks are quit booming. The quail are hiding under blooming wait-a-minute bush, and turtles scurry to burrows. And a local man covered in unknown insects leaves his friends in the desert grassland and trots home. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.